Welcome to our Money Donuts podcast video.
Can we just eat the donuts? Because I already took a bite.
Royal Credit Union's Money Donut podcast is here to make you smile and to get you thinking about your finances in new ways.
From saving to spending to, can we just eat half of it?
Just finish your line.
I want the donuts.
While there's plenty of silliness, episodes are also filled with nutritious financial tips.
Listen to the Money Donuts podcast from Royal Credit Union today.
At rcu.org/podcast.
Or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Russian Eagle has landed. Yes, Kirill Kaprizov is here in the state of hockey right now as we speak. Minnesota Wild making that official. So Kaprizov watch officially comes to an end. Plus, we talk St. Paul Fighting Saints with Dan Winnesota and make a huge official announcement for the Bar Down Beauties podcast. As always, we're created by New Voice Studios, presented by SodaStick, brought to you by Better Edge, Royal Credit Union, and Peak Vestibular Center. This is Season 3, Episode 137. Calling all Buttes! The Beauty League has begun its weekly games at Braemar Ice Arena in Edina, and SodaStick wants to make sure you're geared up. As the exclusive The Beauty League merchandiser, SodaStick will have you covered with hats, tees, and much more each week at DBL and online at SodaStick.com. Don't forget code BARDOWNBEAUTIES for 15% off all your purchases. Hello, everybody. What's up? We're back. Episode 137. Some big announcements. Let's just kick it off with the biggest announcement. No, the Kirill Kaprizov news can wait. Kirsten Kroll rejoins us again because, drumroll please, she is now going to be an official Bar Down Beauty. She will be alongside me co-hosting each and every week, unless we fire her, which, as you know, is a tendency on this show. So it's tradition. It happens, Kirsten. Don't be scared off by that. We usually invite you back anyway. But yes, welcome. We're so excited to have you. Thank you for saying yes, first of all, to being an official Bar Down Beauty.
Well, first, thank you for asking me. When you approached me at Beauty League, of course, where else would we be this summer? I was honored and super excited. I think it goes without saying, you guys have done a great job of building this show up, and it's become a staple for podcasts in Minnesota hockey. So when you asked me, I was super excited and just excited to be here.
Nice. See, we like it. That's, you say that now, we'll give it a couple weeks and then you're going to be like, these two, I don't know about them. My husband did also want to say, he's like, now that you have another blonde, it should be like blondes on the pond. And I was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So shout out to my husband though. What's up, man? Thanks for listening. He doesn't listen to these ever. But that's the first big news. Again, welcome Kirsten. You'll see her lovely face around more often as we continue on through the season again with these weekly episodes of Bar Down Beauties. As always, I'm Jesse Pierce. He's producer Fred. We'll be joined by Dan Geisbauer later on, also known as Dan Winnesota. But let's get to the second bit of big news. Kirill Kaprizov, ladies and gentlemen, Kaprizov watch. I'm still going to continue Kaprizov watch until we officially see face or get something from the Wild saying he's here. That's a record scratching, tape breaking pause signal, if you will. As always, we recorded the Bar Down Beauties podcast ahead of the news actually breaking that he is officially here, and that broke by the Minnesota Wild, which is what I requested in this brief part of segment one. So let's go ahead, fast forward through onto the next segment, and get to know Kirsten. You know, that's what we're here for. So roll it, Fred. Thanks. I mean, again, that's why we're bringing back Kaprizov watch for the second summer in a row. For those of you that missed it last summer, I made Fred do this little graphic because I just kept saying Kaprizov watch. And I imagined explosions, and he adhered to my request. That's why he sticks around as a producer. We appreciate you, producer Fred. What else has been going on, guys? There's not a whole lot of hockey. Kirsten, I know you and I are at Beauty League each and every night, which is exciting for us in a sense, kind of.
Do we need to reintroduce her to the fans? I mean, I feel like we did do one episode with her.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty well known. She has more followers than I do. So, you know.
That's easy.
Jesse's creeping up on me when we made that bet at Beauty League, because what else are you going to do at Beauty League besides just mess around and have fun? Jesse did shave part of her hair.
Yes. Can we, I've been getting crap for this actually, because I don't have a mullet right now because I can't have a mullet. I don't have short hair. It's the process, guys. It's a process. So there is a shaved Kirsten was there. She saw it.
I got a video. You can literally see chunks of hair like being shaved onto her shirt. Like, and Jesse, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I made this bet joking. I knew we were going to reach. Like, you set the bar so low, 100 retweets and 10,000 followers when you were like 50 away, not even 50 followers away. So I knew we were going to reach this. And so then Jesse's sitting behind me in the little like press area that we had. And every, like, you know, as the minutes would go by, like we would just, you know, 10 minutes it was up, it was already at 25 retweets. I looked back at Jesse and she goes, that's not even a lot. Like, it was just posted. Like, there's still so much time left. And every time I gave her an update on it, she was getting more and more nervous each time. And so then when I showed her, like, hey, like we did it, like, congrats on 10,000 followers and over 100 retweets. So then she literally like got up, started walking to the Great Clips booth that was at Beauty League. And then I was starting to sweat and get nervous. I'm like, are you actually going to do this? I was about to be like, Jesse, you don't have to do this. Like, actually, please don't. And it, you know, then she sat in the chair, got a little bit shaved off. I'm happy you don't have a mullet. I was honestly worried that you were going to.
Remember, I think I even told you, I was like, this doesn't look like it. I should probably do more. And you're like, you shaved some of your head. I think it's fine. The bet has been fulfilled, which is true. My hairstylist, who I have been reminded, she's like, you spend a lot of money on your hair. Maybe don't mess around with it too much. And I was like, you're right. Like, that's a good point.
Well, but it was fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You were wondering how you could fix your hair.
Yeah.
If you did do the full mullet, like she texted her husband asking for permission, like if he'd still love her with a mullet, like
to which he said he'd love me more. And then he created fake accounts to try to get those numbers up and make sure that we reached the betting stage. Cause yeah. And then he asked me if I was off my pills when I actually showed him the shaved part. So
literally a true king, a true king right there. But I mean, I kind of forgot. Oh, I told you, like, to fix that, you could just do like the Kate plus eight hairstyle, like the mom bob.
Not bring that. Not back. That old. Not that old. Like, but that is true. You were very helpful in making the bet come to fruition, and it's content. We are all about the content, baby. You know, that's what we do. We do it for the clout. We do it for the content. We do it for the TikToks. Which Bardot Beauties is now on TikTok. In case you guys haven't found us, definitely go check that out. Some fun content clips from each episode. Kirsten and I will try to do more. Just so you know, Kirsten, we have to try to do more on TikTok, so that'd be good.
I did wake up to the follow on TikTok from Bardot Beauty, so I made sure to follow back right away.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was like, oh, we got to tag her now, because again, Kirsten Kroll, our new Bardot Beauty, alongside of us. Super excited. Couldn't be more thrilled. You are well talented, know the sport of hockey, know how to have a great personality, have a good time. You're just so much fun to be around, so we appreciate it.
Well, you're going to make me cry now. Now I'm getting emotional in a public auditorium. I will not normally be filming here for those who are wondering why there's an escalator behind me.
Yes.
It's a busy day and I'm in the process of moving. If you're talking about chaos, like, my life is chaos right now.
Well, speaking of more chaos, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dan Winnesota, we'll talk St. Paul Fighting Saints, where if you want chaos, this is it, baby. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Okay. I want you to think of the first time you took a big hit on the ice. Maybe it was a men's adult league. Maybe you were slammed into the boards in a big game, or maybe you pulled a Jesse and just tripped over the blue line. Either way, it's happened. Boys hockey, girls hockey, it doesn't matter. We've all been there with our first big hits. And unfortunately, those hits can add up over time. Hockey players can end up with dizziness, headaches, and pain, and a large portion have even experienced concussion-like symptoms as a result. Thankfully, there's an answer. Dr. Tyler Stewart with Peak Vestibular Center specializes in the drug-free treatment of nagging concussion symptoms. Dr. Stewart formulated the 3A Brain Restoration Program, a comprehensive program to get to the root cause of your symptoms. He utilizes the latest technology and techniques to get you back on the path to your best life and back on the ice. If you're dealing with dizziness, headaches, or pain after taking one too many hits, contact Dr. Stewart for a complimentary consultation today. Go to dizzinesscare.com or call 715-690-2211 to schedule your complimentary consultation. We're back here with Dan Geisbauer, like the hockey skate, but you all know him as Dan Winnesota, which is also much easier to say. Dan wrote plethora of books, but now just recently released A Slapshot in Time, The Wild But True Story of the Fighting Saints. Dan, thanks for joining us. Super excited about the book. Tell us a little bit about what got you interested in chronicling the Fighting Saints history in book form.
Well, first, thanks for having me. I appreciate you making the offer to have me on. During the pandemic and lockdown, we were all looking for things to watch and, you know, pass that time being at home. And Zolgad turned me on to a documentary on the California Golden Seals. And it was a really great documentary. I think it's on Apple if people want to watch it or whatever. But as you guys probably know, the California Golden Seals came into the league the same year the Minnesota North Stars did. And I grew up at Met Center and going to North Stars games all the time. Huge North Stars fan. And I started thinking to myself, you know, why isn't there kind of like a documentary about the North Stars out there? I mean, they were around a lot longer than the Seals and, you know, just thought somebody should do that, right? Well, again, being at home during a pandemic, I thought, well, why don't I try to make one? Like a real ESPN 30 for 30 or anything like that, but just kind of like an amateur one telling their story with as much photos and clips as I could. And I kind of divided it up into four parts. The first part was about just kind of getting the franchise and the building of Met Center and first season where they almost made it to the Stanley Cup final. And the second part was about the 70s. Well, you can't tell the story of the North Stars in the 70s without telling the story of the Fighting Saints and the WHA and the competition for players and dollars and all that. And I wasn't born when the Fighting Saints started. And I'm going through all these newspaper articles and just reading all these wild and crazy stories. And it's like, did this really happen? Oh, I mean, and I had seen Slapshot, you know, when I was younger, but, and you're like, man, this stuff really happened. These guys, they kind of need their own story. If you look, there's all kinds of books out there about the North Stars and professional hockey in Minnesota. And there might be a chapter about the Fighting Saints, but not like their whole story. And right. I just felt like those guys were robbed. I mean, they were kind of trailblazing pioneers and they needed their own story. So I wasn't sure if it was going to be like a mini Fighting Saints film or a book, and it turned into a book. And that's kind of how we got to where we are today.
And for those of you unfamiliar, Slapshot, which I hope all of you are familiar. If you haven't, go watch it. Kirsten, you've seen Slapshot, right?
I'm scared to answer.
Oh, no. All right. You're out. Never mind. Forget it. You're no longer a Bardown Beauty. We're going to have to replace you already.
Not That's safe tragic. For work, by the way. Let's make sure we say that.
Tragic. No, Slapshot is loosely based off of the Fighting Saints franchise, the Charleston Chiefs. A lot of similarities. I mean, really a lot like what World Hockey Association was, just a lot of fighting, very, very different than what the NHL was showcasing, but so much fun. And Dan, as you mentioned, just some of the stories are so hard to believe that they actually happened. I'm talking Glenn Sonmar. Most of you guys probably know him as coach of the Golden Gophers, but he climbs into the stands and fights. In addition to players climbing into the stands, no Mike Milbury hitting somebody with a shoe, but pretty darn close. I mean, we're talking police escorts, everything. Dan, how did you go about researching this? I mean, the 70s is so long ago. Hockey in general is such a niche sport. And then you bring in the WHA, which is even smaller to probably find information. What was that process like for you?
Well, I mean, I do most of my research on old newspapers on the internet, and I have a subscription to the newspaper's website. But, you know, I tried to reach out to a couple players and, you know, some of them, I think they're, you know, I'm not really an established author and I'm not really a media person. So I think sometimes they're kind of like, who's this guy? And like I had originally reached out to a couple players and we're talking with them and then they kind of got distant and, you know, but somebody turned me on to, first of all, to the old PR guy, Mike Lamey, who was also a writer for the Minneapolis Star before the two papers merged. And he used to be their PR director. He was sitting on like, over 3,000 of the team's original PR photos that they used in the media guides and the programs and just like a treasure chest of all this stuff. He had the team's original, the franchise certificate, you know, and that picture is in the book as well. But so meeting him and then Mike Lefty Curran, his daughter reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to talk to my dad? To be honest with you, meeting Lefty was one of the best things to ever happen. Just not even for the book. I mean, he and I just talked today and he makes me laugh every time he calls me and He'll call me in the middle of the day at school and ask what I'm doing. And I'm, you know, 'cause I'm a teacher for those who don't know. And he, what are you doing? I'm like, Lefty, I'm teaching, you know. He's just a really great guy. And I feel like not only has he helped with the book, but he and I have become really, really good friends. And but yeah, that's, you know, the research is mostly newspapers, few players. I had Steve Carlson, I talked with a little bit through via social media channels, and Craig Hartsburg as well, who was a WHA player. A couple of little, you know, conversations with players like that, but that's the main research.
Shout out to Lefty, International Falls Bronco. Love right? to hear it. I remember my grandpa being so excited when I went to work for USA Hockey. He's like, name drop Lefty Curran. And I was like, okay. So I did. And it got me nowhere, but it was cool.
Well, we were on International Falls Radio yesterday, and I made sure to give you a shout out. They asked.
Yeah. Good old Mike Bolstead. There you go. Yep.
And Dan, just a question for you too. Was there anything that surprised you while writing this book?
Oh man, just all the chaos. I mean, you see like a fight at a game today and it goes viral on everybody's social media channels. And, you know, I mean, that was every day. And these guys, they were really competitive. They weren't bad. They were good. And they were in the playoffs and in contention every year, even while the walls were collapsing around them, they continued to play and continued to scrap their way. And just all the chaos and how they survived around while those walls were crashing in around them, you know?
Yeah. And when you mentioned crashing in around, we're talking players weren't getting paid. I mean, they were not getting paid at all to go literally fight, put their bodies on the line, travel, and no paychecks were coming. And it was just kind of this tumultuous career. Again, A Slapshot in Time, highly recommend. You can buy it on Amazon, correct?
Yep. And I just officially made a deal today with
nice.
Viewing as an official sponsor. They're going to, as soon as we get them some copies, they're going to start selling it on their website. And they're going to have some out at the state fair, it sounds like, too. So
ooh, there you go. I can't believe we're state fair time, but what better thing to pick up? Give yourself a break from the fried foods, grab a book, energize your mind, work out your mind a little bit. It is funny. I think, you know, I have to imagine there was plenty that got left out of the book because I threw out that their years of being in existence, I'm sure they can't all fit into one book. Were there any stories that you had to leave on the cutting room floor that you're like, darn, I just wish we could have gotten in there that you'd like to share with us?
Boy, I know there was some, I can't think of them right now. I know that I wanted to put in, like, if you've ever read, you know, Bob Schauer's North Stars book, he had a section at the back that said, you know, they wore the star, like all the players. And I kind of felt like maybe I should have done that, or maybe we should have put some stats from each year in the back, kind of like an appendix so people could see that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm also wish we could have found a photo, a color photo of the red jerseys, like that last season where they came back from Cleveland. And they, cause you know, that's kind of a unique part of it is that they had the same jerseys, but they just changed their colors. But we couldn't find any color photos of that red jersey, or at least that were licensable. You know, I mean, you can Google them and find some, but you can't print that in a book. But gosh, as far as stories, I'm totally blanking right now. You probably remember better. I put you in this. Ones got cut.
I don't know. I think we kept a lot of them in. For those of you that also don't know, I helped edit the book. So I was privileged to see all of this before it got out to everybody else. And it really was like, I had always known about the Fighting Saints. I'm a hockey fan, you know, from Minnesota. So you always hear about their lore and everything like that. And I had read a biography on Glenn Sonmar. So again, it touched on it. But until I was reading this book, I was like, oh my gosh, it's, I never knew this was my new favorite team. Like, it is chaos is the perfect way to describe what the Fighting Saints organization was. And it's just so funny. I mean, one other question that I have is, how can you think less and less know about the Fighting Saints? I mean, I think even the Moose are more popular sometimes in Minnesota than the Fighting Saints. I mean, obviously everybody knows the North Stars. Everybody has their affinity for them, but the Fighting Saints kind of get lost in that shuffle. And I mean, what reasoning do you think there might be for that?
Well, I think one of the reasons is it was 50 years ago. I mean, yes. You got that population is declining. But two, I mean, the NHL hasn't really been excited about celebrating these old WHA teams. Like, even when they were forced, well, I shouldn't say forced, when the merger happened, some of them were still bitter about it. Like, you know, Howard Ballard from the Maple Leafs was just he considered them their enemies. They were stealing their players and was just absolutely against any sort of merger that happened. So I think there may be some, you know, still some bad blood out there about the WHA a little bit.
That could be very fair. I mean, and Kirsten hasn't seen Slapshot, so we have a whole generation that is missing out on the most iconic movie. I mean, Kirsten, Marcus Foligno is taking it on himself to make sure the rookies all watch like Anchorman and Happy Gilmore and all that. I feel like that's what I need to do for you now.
I feel very called out right now, but I mean, I should be. Jesse, I promise you this. Once I'm settled into my new house and I'm unpacked, that will be the first movie that I watch, and I'll give you my review.
Okay. Yeah. A full review. That's going to come on the next episode then. Full breakdown, full review. I completely appreciate
it. Bruce Boudreaux in there.
Yes. And his apartments used in the movie. I mean, and what did we say? Wasn't there a part of it filmed at Braemar?
Ooh, I don't know. About no. That.
Did we figure it out?
I think most of it was filmed in that Eastern Hockey League at.
Okay. Well, they were out in Syracuse, I know, because I've been to that facility. Yeah, which is a barn.
Oh, Cambria County Memorial Arena was the Jets arena, I think, is where most of the filming took place. But then they filmed at the other league's arenas in that same area.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's such a fascinating tale and I couldn't get enough of it. And again, that's a completely unbiased perspective, too. I just, as a hockey fan, as a storyteller, I just thought it was so exciting to watch. I mean, and a lot of familiar characters from Minnesota. You'll recognize Henry Boucher, Bruce Boudreaux, as you'd mentioned, Glenn Sonmar. I mean, plenty of the Carlsons who turned into the Hansons in Slapshot. I mean, literally, it's just so funny. And I highly encourage anybody to go check it out. Dan, not only can people go buy the book, but you're going to be doing a special signing and kind of release party. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, I'm just working on the graphics before we set this up. We're doing a release party at Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub on August 20th from noon to 4. Lefty Curran, the goalie, is going to be there. He wrote forward for the book. He's trying to get some other players to show. I know Jesse, the famous Jesse Pierce, is going to be there as well, and people can get their book signed by her as well. But yeah, I mean, just noon to 4, August 20th, bring your books and I'll have a few on hand if people don't have one yet, but people have time to order them and get them and bring them with and get them signed.
And for those that are watching this version of this podcast, there'll be some sweet garb too. You want to show it off, Dan? I know our friends at sodastick.com will have t-shirts for sale, and then Northern Lids had helped produce a Fighting Saints hat too.
Well, the shirt that I'm wearing is
that's not the soda stick one.
Yeah, because they haven't printed yet, but I did order three yesterday. The hat, though,
there you go.
This is from Northern Lids. Nice. Nick Lids, nice flex fit hat for an egghead like me. It's perfect.
Yeah, there you go. So those will also be available. Stay tuned and take a peek at that. We'll let you slide on the non-soda stick shirt just now. Sorry. I figured that's not it, but it's still out there, guys. Don't worry. Don't forget that 15% off with Bardown Beauties as your code. Dan, where else can people follow you, follow your work? Again, you have other great books out there. I know my husband loves the history and heartbreak book that you had released about all the losses in Minnesota, something else that I'm sure many of us can relate to.
Yeah, that one you can probably find at local bookstores and on Amazon as well. My amateur films are all on YouTube, and there's links to those things on my Twitter account, my Facebook account, my Instagram account, and they're all at Wenesota, Wenesota.
Awesome. Well, Dan, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for letting me be a little part of the book. It was really so much fun to stretch my editing skills and just to read it before everyone else did. Again, highly encourage you all to go purchase it on Amazon or come out to Tom Reed's on August 20th. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're back. Shout out to Dan. Such a great guy. Again, it was an absolute pleasure to edit that book with him. It really is one of the funniest books I've read. And it's funny because it's all true, which is just blows my mind. Kirsten, I need to know the reason why you haven't seen Slapshot, though. Like, why? Just like, why?
I feel like I'm digging my hole deeper here. Oh, no. But to be honest, like, I don't like movies. Like, I don't think I have the, I know. I told you guys, I warned you. Jesse's making me look bad here. But
I think
no,
you're doing that for yourself.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't like movies? Like,
I have to put the blame on someone else.
Yeah. That's
right. I just don't think I have the attention span to sit down and commit 2 hours to not doing anything else and just pay attention to a 2-hour movie.
But you will for like, a 3-hour hockey game.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I multitask. So if I'm watching a hockey game, I'm doing 10 other things at once.
You can't
too.
Do that in a movie?
No, because like
dude, I'm always like, candy crushing during movies. It's great.
Yeah. Like if you have like your phone out at a movie, especially in a theater, people are going to give you dirty looks. Like I'm not trying to be that person.
I mean, I thought you were going to say like, you're just not into like the 70s style of the, which is very true. Like it's a movie that was released, I think in the early 90s, late 80s or something like that. But it's a very 70s style vibe. And I can get that. Like it's harder to watch those movies. They're a little bit slower, but you just blanket statement, I don't like movies. Like
that's just not how I choose to spend my time, I guess is a better way to word it than maybe I should have just said it from the beginning. But can I earn some brownie points back by saying I have seen Miracle at least like 20 times?
Yes.
Does
that
give me some credibility back?
100%. What about Mighty Ducks? Don't say it. Oh man. Oh,
She's starting all right, as a host really bad foot.
This is going. I'm sorry. I'll watch it at my new house. I'll have a movie night and I will watch Slapshot and Mighty Dead.
Make content out of it.
I want Buttes to send us a list of all the movies. They don't even have to be hockey movies. Like, have you even seen a lot of movies? Like, are we talking?
We should literally record her watching these movies and just post the reactions.
Exactly.
Genius.
For two hours?
I mean, you're going to have to watch all the Mighty Ducks. There's three. Three Mighty Ducks.
I have to watch all three?
Six hours.
Oh, gosh.
You have to know about Iceland.
Yeah, that's in the second one. And then Charlie Conway finally gets cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This is good. This is perfect.
I'll spend a full day at my new house once I get like my new couch out of storage and whatnot. Yeah. Again, like this is just chaos. So I'll set it all up and I'll dedicate a full day to watching hockey movies.
Okay.
And report back.
And any other movies, drop the comment. I love movies. How do you hate? Whatever.
This is going to turn into a long list.
It's going to turn into a thing. You guys have to let us know what movies Kirsten needs to see. I mean, Mystery Alaska. Oh,
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. Wow. All right. Here we go. Well, again, we welcome Kirsten Krull to the Bar Down Beauty. She will be my co-host alongside with producer Fred down there. Again, thank you to all of you for subscribing. Please don't unsubscribe because our new co-host doesn't like movies. Please continue to subscribe. Despite that, just let's help her out. Let's find her some movies. Get her in.
I promise I'm cooler than not liking movies.
We'll bring the popcorn. All right. We're going to bring the popcorn. We're going to bring some beer. It's going to be great. It's going to be a time. It's going to be a TikTok. Content. But no, thank you to all of you for checking us out. As always, don't forget to hit subscribe. Go ahead and rate us over on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast. Subscribe on YouTube. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels, which now includes TikTok, Bar Down Beauties Pod, on all of that. Shout out to SodaStick, 15% off with code Bar Down Beauties on all of your purchases. Shout out to Peak Vestibular Center, BetterEdge.com, Talk North for featuring us on their lovely network, and Royal Credit Union, where less fee, more free. You guys rock. We'll be back next week. Have a good one. Near.